How are you doing, man?
It's nice to meet you. Tell us, what are you doing this week addressing the mental health crisis in professional sports?
Man, I'm just trying to, bring awareness to mental health in my guys, because the guys are, especially in the NFL and alpha males, that they are afraid to say, I need help, But at the end of the day, look, you getting help will help you, perform better or treat your family better or, just live a better life. And that's my whole thing, man. It's just help guys, bring out the silence and the shame, and not be ashamed of saying, I just need a little bit of help. And so that's my whole point. And it's hopefully it's getting through to these guys that, look, it's not bad that you need a little bit of help.
Jermichael, tell us, what have your experiences been with concussion through your career and the effects in the aftermath?
Yes, I had concussions. Ooh, I had five that was brought to the surface. But if you be real, it's a game of a high impact, and I think we all know that football players will probably get one a game, just being real. But it's these things right now that I'm trying to bring awareness, because when I left the game, it was 44% of my brain dysfunctional, and that's half of my brain almost not working. And so that's why you see guys get in trouble. That's why you see domestic violence. That's why you see guys get in trouble with drugs, because of all the things they go through.
Has it been a frightening experience to learn more about it personally?
Absolutely, man. It's one of those things where it's a bittersweet thing. You want to touch on it, but guys are not touching on it because of leverage. They don't want to touch on it because maybe the team say, now we got a head issue, or now we got a mental guy here. So it brings down a guy's credibility and contract wise.
How has this area changed? It's clearly been an issue of lawsuits and a lot of publicity and much more spoken about than it was in the past. How have you observed that?
Oh, man, it done changed tremendously, man, especially with the NFL changing the game so much with head trauma and leading with the head. I think football is a game where you got to use your helmet. So it's no well-rounded, and I think the NFL need to change it or just turn it into flag football.
And do you think the players themselves are open to that sort of change?
I would think so, especially the defensive players, because that's who's getting fined now, especially leading with the head and doing all these other things. It's just like, man, give me a break. Let's deal with it. But at the end of the day, let's not try to kill each other out here. And like I said, football is one of those games where you got to try to kill them. That's being honest. So I'm just trying to bring awareness to mental health.
You played 6 years in the NFL. Would you change anything about your time in the game?
I would change how I play the game, as far as I would play more. I would run out of bounds. Yep. I wouldn't take on the hits that I took. And I'll play more not scared, but I just play more timid a little bit, just because of just all the things that I had happened to me during after my game. So yeah, I would.
Would you? So football now is, what's your relationship with it? Do you watch it? Do you enjoy it? Or does that element sort of tinge your attitudes toward it?
Oh no, I enjoy it. I get to sit back, and the only thing I don't like is big hits and seeing my guys get carted off the field. I don't like injuries because of what I've been through. So I love the game, love to watch it. Me and my kids watch it all the time, and it's one of those things where I just try to do what I can.
Now tell me about your Super Bowl experience, because this is a special week for you.
It was a blast. It's just you got to keep it centered. Your mind's got to go somewhere else, and you got to out the family, because that's one of the biggest things is your family. Pulling at you, tickets, flights, all of these things. So you got to put the blinders on and go to work.
What's the thrill of being a Super Bowl winner?
The thrill of it is that for the rest of your life, you will be well known, and you have something to tell your kids and your kids' kids. So it's one of those things where you just got to seize the moment and love it.
Where do you keep your ring?
I keep my ring. I got a glass case for it, and I keep it right in my room where I can pay attention to it.
and the camaraderie that comes from teammates who you played with that day?
Camaraderie, man, I'm going to see one of my guys today, James Jones, and it's just good to get back with my guys and just hug them and just, you know what I mean, have a good time and just hang out.
Jermichael, it's great to meet you.
You too, man. Have a blessed one.